A production of SDPB, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
I have the pleasure of calling this meeting of Senate State Affairs to order this morning. Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Hansen, Hadaprim, Knudsen, Olson, Roden, Turbock, Ferry, Gray, and Dempster.
Here.
Here.
Motion to approve the minutes. We have motion. Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. My, this is an intimate group this morning, isn't it? That then brings us to the bill that has been referred from the floor, House Bill 1276. I hear discussion.
Mr. Chairman, this bill's had an interesting history over here in Senate State Affairs. We had a hearing on the House version of this bill, then it was in the committee discussion at my motion amended to a bill to clarify the ineligibility of what I refer to as linear projects for the contractor's excise tax and sales tax rebate. I continue to believe, in fact, existing law does not allow linear projects to qualify. I think this is a misinterpretation by the Department of Revenue, and if I could figure out a way to get in court to determine in the declaratory judgment action whether a linear project constitutes a single site, I think it would be a court decision well worth having. And I do worry about the what I see as abuse of the rebate program by linear projects, as we send out tens of millions of dollars in rebates to linear projects who aren't really being attracted to South Dakota by the rebate program. I think that's going to put tremendous pressure on to scale back that program or conceivably eliminate that program and really deprive South Dakota of an important tool. So I think this is still an important issue. On the other hand, I do not sense that there is support to pass that bill in its current form, and I think that perhaps it would be best to simply restore the bill to the form it was. It came to us from the House, and have the hearing today on that form. So at this time, I would move we strike the Senate amendments to House Bill 1276.
We have a motion to strike the Senate amendments. Do we have a second? Motion by Knudsen, second by Senator Olson. Is there discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment passes. That then brings us to House Bill 1276 in its original form. Do we have proponents of House Bill 1276 in its original form?
Chair.
Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Pam Merchant, District 7 Senator.
Senator Merchant, welcome.
Thank you very much. I was wondering if you would consider removing this from the table to have a hearing on the original substance of the bill.
Well, Senator Merchant, what we've done is we do have the original bill on the table as we
speak. Okay, very well, very well.
And would love to open for proponent testimony.
Very well. Then I will call upon Representative Rausch to please introduce the bill. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. 1276 was written.
You're just going to have to tell us who you are.
Val Rausch, District 4, Representative.
You are welcome here, Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Senator and Mr. Chair. 1276 was originally brought from the House to the Senate to address an oversight from Iberdrola Corporation, but to allow them to have an extension or to be reconsidered for their oversight that happened in their company about applying for the excise tax rebate, which is on the books, which is part of our incentives for state of South Dakota to attract large projects. Wind energy is one of them, but let's say the Big Stone 2 power plant, let's say 3M Corporation. But any of these large projects that, that come to South Dakota as an incentive, we give them a sales tax, excise tax rebate opportunity. Well, this company came with this problem that they had is that they started putting some roads in to get to their project so that they could start development. Then they ran into some delays. And what happened was when they then came around to filing for their rebate, the state ruled that they were not eligible because they went back to the time where they started building these roads in as part of their, as the start of their project. So they missed their deadline for filing. And the roads, they evidently wrongly assumed were not part of the project. And so when they came to filing with these roads, ended up being the reason that they were then denied their opportunity to get their rebate. They had figured the rebate in because it is has been an incentive or a carrot from the state of South Dakota for this for these types of projects, for big projects. They'd figured that into their overall plan, and then they were denied because of their delays in the whole process and where they were going to sell their energy and all those things. But they really, all they had done is built some roads in. From the time the project was done, they certainly met the 180-day requirement because they filed within a month of the project being done, but they had not filed within the time frame from when they built this road, which they didn't deem to be part of the project. And it was a bad decision on their part, and not supported by the state. So they've come back with this bill trying to ask for their rebate. And I agreed with them in the House version. We've amended it. We've slapped their hand pretty hard. We gave them a 25% penalty. And we've delayed implementation because, obviously, the financial condition of the state is such where just writing a check today is kind of hard to do. So in the bill before you, you would see that, the payback period has been extended into 2011, I believe. I don't have the current bill in front of me, but and they've had a 25% penalty, and they're okay with that. But I think it's a fairness issue. It's one of those things that we've allowed exceptions before in the bill. If you see in that statute, we've put in dates and exceptions before. We're just asking for the same consideration that, and I'm going to say it's 3M, but I don't know that for sure on that exemption. And the other thing is they are a big investor in our state, and they're planning to do other very considerable size projects in our state. And I think on the House side, if I could, Representative Hunhoff used the golden rule, treat others as you would like to be treated. And I think it was just a fairness issue on this part where they misinterpreted what the starting date meant, and the papers didn't get filed. The project is legit. The project qualified. All those things were intact. Their starting date and the state's determination of starting date were different, and so they were asking for consideration. So with that, I will let Mr. Kennecke come up and continue to be a proponent, but I would ask your favorable consideration of 1276.
Thank you, Representative. Other proponents for House Bill 1276 in its original form? Other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Brett Kennecke. I'm a lawyer from Peer and a registered lobbyist for Iberdrola.
Welcome, Brett.
Thank you, Senator. This is 3 days this week in front of this committee. As a result of bringing 1276 and the hard work of our sponsors and what's happened this week with 1276, we had an opportunity, Mr. Seck for Iberdrola, who was here, and myself, to have the discussion about the bill in its form that the House sent it over with nearly every member of the Senate and a substantial amount of discussion with the administration as well. So we achieved that goal and had that discussion. It would be the preference of the company, and this comes from the highest levels, that we go no farther with the efforts of 1276 and would ask you to put that bill on the table this morning. We appreciate your putting it back in its current form to do that. That is something that does make a big difference to Iberdrola. We've been able to have the discussion. As I indicated, there is considerable support on the Senate floor for this bill, and there was considerable support on the House side. But we don't think that going farther would be productive at this point. We've had brief discussions with the sponsors this morning about this, just the very briefest discussions, and I hope there hasn't been any confusion for the committee on this point. But speaking for the people at Iberdrola, we appreciate the consideration given the bill this week and certainly in the House, and would just ask you to go ahead and put it on the table this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Other proponents? Opponents? I think we'll just close for committee discussion and or action. Senator Knutson.
I move we defer 1276 to the 41st day.
We have a motion to the 41st day from Senator Knutson. We have a second from Senator Roden. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, ask the Secretary to call the roll. The motion is to the 41st day.
Senator Bella? Hansen?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Kerbathery?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hemster?
Aye.
Motion passes. Ask for a motion to any other items before the committee this morning. Senator? Thank you. Motion. We have a second. We could certainly do that if that is your desire. Yeah, we could certainly do that.
We have Monday. Monday, we could do it Monday if that's.
Call the chair.
I mean, since it's just a summer study thing, we could meet at any point, any convenient time next week because it's not something that goes to the floor. So
fair enough. We have a motion to adjourn. We have a second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? We stand adjourned.